This is JIS News. Coming up, 3 wastewater treatment plants to be constructed, Maritime Drug Trafficking Suppression Act tabled in Parliament, and Chester Castle residents get improved roadway. Details after this message.
Human trafficking is a serious thing. Empty promises
is not a game thing and a ring being. Beware, human trafficking, modern day slavery, a worldwide criminal activity.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do about it?
Spot them, stop them, expose them.
Them are destroy the youths. Exploitation in our nation. Open up your eyes.
National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Now the news. Cabinet has approved a $5 million contract for the construction of 3 wastewater treatment plants for the National Water Commission. The treatment plants will be built in Blackwood Gardens and De La Vega City in St. Catherine and Lionel Town, Clarendon by Surrey Paving and Aggregate Company Limited. Speaking at a Jamaica House press briefing Wednesday, Information Minister Senator Sandra Fortner said work is set to begin at the end of this month and will run over an 11-month period.
The National Water Commission operates over 60 such wastewater treatment facilities, and the new treatment plants form part of the effort to ensure that discharges from these plants meet or exceed the standards set by the environmental regulator.
The project will be funded by the Global Environment Fund, the United Nations Environment Programme, and the Inter-American Development Bank. A bill seeking to waive Jamaica's right to exercise jurisdiction over Jamaican nationals caught trafficking drugs in the territorial waters of foreign countries was tabled in Parliament Tuesday. The bill, tabled by National Security Minister Peter Bunting, is seeking to amend the Maritime Drug Trafficking Suppression Act. Under the current law, when Jamaican vessels used to commit drug offenses are caught in foreign waters of other treaty states, Jamaica has the right to exercise jurisdiction for the prosecution of its nationals involved. The amendment seeks to remove this jurisdiction, allowing the foreign state to take over the prosecution.
It has been extremely difficult to successfully prosecute cases when Jamaica has asserted jurisdiction over nationals. I don't believe there has been a single successful prosecution. With the country located in the corridor between the main drug-producing and drug-consuming countries, collaboration with our international partners to prevent traffickers transiting the country's waters is an absolute necessity.
Mr. Bunting says the legislation has the potential to put a serious dent in the drugs for guns trade between Jamaica, Haiti, the Bahamas, and Florida. The government will be providing assistance to farmers of Blue Mountain coffee and other crops who have been affected by recent bushfires in several communities in St. Thomas. Farmers in the hills of Blackspur, Mahogany Vale, Hagley Gap, and Epping Farm have suffered losses of coffee, bananas, and cash crops. Agriculture Minister Derek Kelly says the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, and the Coffee Industry Board, CIB, will be compiling a list of the farmers whose crops were damaged or destroyed.
The government is prepared to work with you in the recovery program. I want to make sure that the list that we receive at the ministry is an accurate list. No one must be left behind who was a part of the devastation. And we want to make sure that we rehabilitate this coffee industry in the shortest possible time.
This, he says, is to ensure that proper representation can be made to the agencies that will be funding the response program and to ensure that all affected farmers get assistance. And residents of Land Top District in Chester Castle, Eastern Hanover, now have access to improved road conditions. This follows rehabilitation of the 1.8-kilometer road, which serves the community. The improvement work was carried out under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP, at a cost of $4 million. State Minister in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Richard Azan, says the project was completed on time and within budget. He also congratulated the stakeholders who contributed to the smooth implementation of the project.
I want to pay tribute to the contractor, but I want to pay tribute also to the community members who participate in the project. Because the road belongs to you. It don't belong to the mayor or the member of parliament. It is your community. It is your road.
Mr. Razan was speaking at the official opening ceremony in Eastern Hanover recently. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.